My name is Rashard. I'm 12 years old.
My name is Jory. I am 12 years old.
And we interviewed Adam Davila.
We interviewed Adam Michael Davila
on July 11th, 2017.
My birthday is July 24th, 1985. I was originally born in Buffalo, New York area. My mom got a job that moved us up to New Hampshire. So basically, I haven't been able to escape the cold my entire childhood. There's six of us, six children, that grew up in our household, but I also have a half-brother and a half-sister, so there's eight of us all together. So grew up in a nice big household, which probably has its challenges, but also it's kind of fun. I actually went to the University of New Hampshire. Probably like most people who go to college, I still had no idea what I wanted to do. I started off actually as a business major. I felt like it was standard, you know, business applies to everything, no matter what I wanted to do. After my first year, I did not like business. And so I actually changed my major. I changed it to music. That I feel like really opened a lot of doors for me in general. That period in between my freshman year and my sophomore year, where I actually ended up going to boot camp and becoming a Marine for the first time, I felt like that really empowered me, sort of made me feel like if I could do this, I could do anything. And I think that's what really led to me changing my major, as I mentioned, to music. I first joined the military in 2004, and then I stayed in the reserves while I was going through school. And then after school, when I had my degree, I applied for the officer program and got commissioned as an officer, went on and became Lieutenant Davila. In 2004, that's sort of when a lot of things were really heating up. So that, you know, Operation Iraqi Freedom was sort of like the big war that was going on, and they had different versions of going into Iraq. And then similarly, Operation Enduring Freedom was the other kind of big campaign that we had, which was going into Afghanistan. I haven't gone into Iraq or Afghanistan. I have deployed in support of those operations in a variety of capacities. When you're joining and you sort of are anticipating going into a combat zone, which I didn't, and I'm thankful for, you sort of don't want to put it out of your mind. You sort of want to keep thinking about it. You want to mentally prepare yourself to go into those types of situations. It's hard sometimes. It's hard because you have to terms at some point that you're probably going to go into a combat zone and there's a good chance something can happen to you. And you sort of just have to face that. I don't think trying to think about other things helps you face that. You know, I think you really just have to think about it. You have to kind of mentally prepare yourself. Part of being ready for those types of things is the training that you go through in the military. It's physically demanding. One of the reasons you do that is because it helps mentally toughen you up. You know, when you're tired and you don't want to go any further and you just want to quit and you push yourself to take that next step. You know, when you have a 200-pound pack on your back and you're carrying ammo and all this gear on you and you just don't want to go any further and you sort of just mentally force yourself, just take one more step. That mentally kind of toughens you up so that way you're ready and able to kind of face those bad things. 2010, there was a big earthquake in Haiti, caused a tremendous amount of damage. I mean, the buildings there, unfortunately, they don't have some of the same building standards that we have here, so they have big concrete structures, but they didn't have the support needed, so a lot of them just crumbled. And deploying to Haiti, it was very, very challenging. You know, having just been home and you're kind of happy and you're excited to be home and then having to leave again, that was very challenging to go through that. But again, looking back, I wouldn't have had it any other way. Being in Haiti, it was devastating seeing some of the stuff that happened there. Joining the Marines in a time of war, you don't really expect to go out and do a humanitarian mission. We went to deploy to do a life-saving mission, which is something that's kind of almost the opposite of sort of what the military sets out to do sometimes. And the military does a lot of that. And, you know, you don't hear about it as often. You hear about going to Iraq or Afghanistan or Africa or wherever there's some conflict. You hear about those things. Sometimes you don't always hear about as much about the humanitarian that goes on in Indonesia or when there's a tsunami or in Haiti when there's an earthquake or all over the world. So we were handing out food. We were finding people that needed medical aid. A lot of the roads got blocked off. And so we were able to use our helicopters to fly out to remote villages. And we brought our medical people with us and equipment and aid. And we were able to save lives, and it was really a unique military experience that I'm thankful to have been a part of. Just having gone through the military and having gone through this training and the mental rigors that you go through and sort of overcoming all the obstacles that you have to face and the challenges, you sort of just start to develop who you are as a person. You're comfortable with that, and you know what? Not everyone might like me. That's fine. You know, sometimes I'm a little goofy. That's fine. being able to get to a point where you just, you know who you are, you know what you believe in, you know the things that make you tick. Just be authentic, like be yourself. You know, you get so many people that try to be something other than what they are. It's so obvious. So just be yourself.